Welcome back to the Pinstripe Podcast. Scotty, what's up?
I'm excited. Excited. There's 1 week until college baseball, 1 month to pitchers and catchers, 1 month to World Baseball Classic.
One
Baseball's
month.
right around the corner. 1 month until pitchers and catchers report.
And
Pretty
that pitchers
sure.
and catchers are like in 2 weeks.
I thought somebody just posted about it. I'm pretty sure it said. Pretty sure it said 1 month.
No, we just unloaded at Steinbrenner Field. There's no way it's a month.
Well, let me. I 100% saw something. I'm trying to remember what I saw then.
Maybe it's a month until we start playing a game. But
Don't know what I saw then. I'm
I thought
going.
P's and C's reported on the 12th.
I don't remember how.
When
Can't,
do
oh, now you're getting me crazy. Now you're getting me
pitchers
going
and
crazy.
catchers report? February 13th. Pitchers and catchers who are
Okay,
participating in the
literally next
2023
week.
World Baseball Classic must report by February 13th. So,
Okay, yeah, well, I was talking pitchers and catchers of the MLB season.
we have whispers of baseball next week,
We're right
which
around the corner.
means
We're
this
right
is
around the
our
corner.
last week of no baseball.
Yes. Woo!
Thank God, right? It honestly times out so perfectly, right? NBA trade deadline ends today. Super Bowl is on Sunday. No stop. I don't know what's going on with hockey. But all of the sports that matter go right into
Damn.
each other.
Damn.
The Bruins are doing well. That's all I know. I know absolutely nothing else about hockey. Sorry. So yeah, big stuff on its way. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Yankees don't have a lot of World Baseball Classic representation, though.
No, I don't think so.
I think Nestor's playing.
Nestor's in, I think Judge
Glaber's
is in.
and Glaber.
Yeah. I think
Yeah,
that's it.
that's it.
Oh, no Rodon, no Cole. Yeah, no Rizzo, no. Yeah, no, I think those are the only
What
representatives.
I'm fine with, I saw something the other day that made a lot of sense. They were like, with Gleyber Torres participating in the World Baseball Classic, that'll give Volpe and Peraza and in conjunction, probably Cabrera, a lot more time in the infield and a lot more looks and reps, which
Yeah, depends on how
will be
long they
important.
depends on how long they're in there.
This
Depends on how
is true. This
long.
is true. Yesterday, someone at work and I were talking about just about the World Baseball Classic, because how can you not be excited about it? And how no other team can win but the Dominican Republic, right? Like, let's be fucking real.
It's like DR, PR, and US.
Yeah.
Those are about the only three. And
It's
then
like, oh, maybe.
apparently there's reports. I think there was a report saying that like Mike Trout was talking to Shohei, and Shohei was like, I'm not the best in the Japan team.
Well, he's gonna say that no matter what.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you hear that. But then again, it's the DR. I think it was
Yeah.
either DR in Puerto Rico or DR in Cuba. One of those
I've
two.
heard DR in Puerto Rico.
That's what, yeah. Those are two really good ones. And then of course the US is gonna be a good one. But those are probably the three biggest powerhouses,
It's
I'd like
just
to
like
think.
it's wild because, right, the question mark around the DR is pitching, correct?
Yeah. They're like Barrios.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it's a very like faint question mark though. Like, they're gonna score 600 runs, so,
Yeah. I
and
mean, the biggest thing I feel
defensively they're gonna give up zero, so.
like the biggest thing for like here is we're looking, we're like, yeah, Dominican Republic, yeah, Puerto Rico, yeah, the US, those are the powerhouses. But then you don't think of Japan because they are their own league.
Yeah.
Everybody in the DR, everybody in Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, US, they play in the MLB. Japan, they have maybe two or three that are in the MLB that are playing there. Like, you don't know how good the other players are, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, but just like the,
Oh,
you
the
just
pure
think,
talent
yeah.
that the Dominican Republic team has. I'm just saying, like, you can't be like, oh, Japan's not going to be good because I don't know any of them. They very much could be very good. You just haven't heard any of them because they're very good in Japan.
That's fair. That's fair. So I'm very, very excited to get to start talking about just any sort of movement of a baseball. But before we get to that, let's talk about the Yankees non-roster spring trainee invitees. correct? That's the way that I'm that's the way that that's all phrased.
Not yet. That's exact wording, man. There's a lot.
There is a lot.
There's a lot.
I don't think we need to talk about all of them.
I don't think we need to talk about all of them either. I went through them and like a few names I recognize. But most of them I really don't.
Which ones are jumping out to you?
So let's go through the people that, you know, aren't overly surprising because we are expecting these people. Of Jason Dominguez, a little surprising.
20 years old and non-roster invitee. That's huge. He's currently 19. He's not going to be 20 until he shows up.
Yeah. You have Austin Wells.
Yep.
Dang Young as well. Just got promoted double A middle of last year. Yeah, he hits
kind of the crap out of the ball.
Yeah. He just needs to get into that role or into that kind of, you know. That habit.
Yeah, I think. Well, I
he
think
he had a slow start in double.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Also, if I'm thinking correctly, and I'm 90% sure it was an Austin Wells interview, is that he wants to make sure that his defense stays sharp enough so he doesn't develop into just a DH. He wants to stay a defensive catcher as well.
Which is good.
Yeah, which is nice to see.
Anthony Volpe, which I think is not surprising.
What? Oh,
I don't think
Anthony
that's
Volpe?
The least surprising thing. I recognize, I think it's just because we're so close to Somerset, Elijah Dunham.
Yep.
He got here invited. You got some people that are, like, the people we've traded for and everything like that. Rafael Ortega, Rodolfo Duran, I've heard of. I don't know how. I don't remember that name. Josh Bro.
Josh Bro, Jake also Bowers. A catcher, but Josh Bro definitely more of an offensive catcher than a defensive catcher.
Yeah. As I said, Jake Bowers, Willie Calhoun. So there's just names in there, like Ian Hamilton. Like, there's names in there that, like, you kind of recognize, but I feel like there's not. Ryan Weber, who we saw last year for a little bit, is a non-roster invitee this year.
You know what's nice?
There's
to
not
see?
A...
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but there's no, like, Derek Dietrich.
That's what I was saying. There's no names that, like, I feel like I've looked at, and I'm like, hey, I remember when they were good, now they're demoted to a non-roster invitee. And so I feel like that's an interesting take. But granted, also, this could be – I feel like a good amount of these people could be that type of player, but they were just, like, for the Rangers or something like that, where, like, you really hadn't heard of them just because of the market they were in.
Yeah, I was going to say, other than the homegrown Yankee talent, there's not a lot of those names that I'm like, oh, I know them. I'm so glad that they were granted this invite. Like, obviously, like, this list is great, but I think that you highlighted the ones that are actually going to be, like, of note, including Elijah Dunham, Wells, Bro. I don't know how many of the not... I don't know. Spring training's always a...
It was an interesting thing. I mean, that's how we got a
Licky.
That's how we got a few people. We've gotten a few people like that. We got Licky. We got our favorite first baseman that only lasted whatever 2 months, and then
God, what the fuck was his name?
I'm blanking on his name too. He was
so bald. Oh God, I can't think of his name.
I'm looking it up now because I need to find it. I need to find it. 2021 roster, you guess.
But he retired.
Yeah, but he'd still be on the roster from 2021.
Jay
Bruce.
There it is.
Jay Bruce. That's who it was. So yeah, you never know who you're gonna get in spring training invite.
Yeah, I mean, you have Higgy last spring training, who was untouchable.
Yeah.
The greatest player to ever play baseball was Kyle Higashioka in spring training 2022.
Yeah. And then he became Higgy.
And then he was Higgy. I can't wait. I'm very excited. Very, very, very excited. I know we're not seeing huge movement, saying that it's only World Baseball Classic pitchers and catchers reporting, but I still think it's exciting.
Yeah.
Did we have any other Yankee things? Sorry, I'm going to apologize now. My brain, not here.
I actually didn't. There's one thing. The MLB is starting to post a top 100. Their top 100 players list. It's coming out day by day. Not much has been posted so far. But the only Yankees from 100 to 80 so far, we'll probably go over when they all come out, because we'll probably see more Yankees as a week, as you know, next week comes around. Right now you have Giancarlo Stanton at 100,
which I think is ridiculous. You think there are 100 better players than Giancarlo Stanton right now?
I think we will only find one, maybe two DHs above him. That's
Jordan.
You're gonna find Yordan above him.
Yeah,
but I think it's more of a positional thing.
He's limited.
It's difficult to say that a DH is really better than, you know, some fielders out there, because all they do is hit.
Okay.
They get four chances a game to show themselves, and that's it. So you have Stanton at 100. You have Mr. Nestor Cortez at 91.
Nestor Cortez coming in fourth place for the Cy Young and being voted the 91st best player in the league seems a little backwards.
A little bit, but at the same time, I think it's a
prove it thing. Is it a longevity thing?
Because it's a prove it thing of like, they're like, hey, he did kind of good 2 years ago. He did very good last year, but like, does he still have it? Like Logan Webb, who, you know, was elite last year in the playoffs and end of season, he is at 97. Joe Musgrove's at 96. Yu Darvish is at 95. Granted, then again, Yu Darvish has been pretty bad the last 2 years. Jazz Hit Chisholm, the poster boy, 93.
So what you're saying to me is that Nestor should have been on the cover of the show.
That's what I. There's report. I mean, if you go to WAR, you have Glaber should have been above him.
Yeah.
There are a few interesting things. You know, it's crushing to see that Devin Williams is only 82. Doesn't get respected. It deserves. What is absurd? Actually, no. I take everything back so far. Ty France is 89. How is Nestor below Ty France?
Yeah, it seems.
We're going to have a lot to talk about then. This list is just going to get worse and worse.
That's the bar. Oh, yeah. If that's
so far, that's all we have.
These lists always make me laugh. They always make me laugh.
Because there's never a right answer, that was the thing.
No, and I can already tell answers. You right now who number one's going to be. Number one is going to be Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's Major League Baseball.
You're going to have your top 10 will probably be in no specific order. You're going to have Shohei, Judge, DeGrom, Verlander, Trout better be five or four or three, honestly. Mookie. Acuna, maybe. I think Acuna's going to be top 20. I don't know if he's going to reach top 10.
You got to throw a shortstop in there.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to think of shorts. Turner or Correa, but I don't know how
Julio
much.
Rodriguez.
I don't know what they're basing
Julio
it off.
Julio Rodriguez might make it up there.
Julio might reach it. Jeremy Pena probably going to be top 40, top 50, but he shouldn't be anywhere close to top 10.
He shouldn't.
I don't know. There's the issue, and this is what I hate about ranking players, is it's so difficult to rank a player, pitcher to fielder. Those are two different lifestyles.
It can also, how do you rank an infielder to an outfielder?
Yeah. Everything is so different that it's so difficult to compare.
Yeah.
How can you compare how good Jacob DeGrom is to how Nolan good Arenado. Mike Trout is?
Nolan Arenado.
Oh, Arenado's going to be top 10.
And Mike Trout, you can't compare the three of them. You just can't. They have different skill sets. Okay, sure. You can compare Arenado and Trout's hitting, but then baseball is not just one-sided, but pitchers work just like similarly to DHs, mm-hmm. where they only work on one side of the ball.
Yeah. Like how do you value, and I guess this is going to be a WAR thing, but like, I don't care. I don't think that matters enough of like, you know, the effect that DeGrom has pitching and the effect that Trout has pitching or has hitting and fielding. You can't compare that because they don't do the same thing. At no point do they do the same thing now.
Exactly.
They never do the same action.
So it just gets to a point where it's clearly going to be based on WAR, which is frustrating because that, I don't know, we talk about it all the time. That makes baseball become very scientific and very mathematical. And it's like, they're just all good.
Yeah.
Like,
let people be good at what they do.
Yeah. To be semi-related to the Yankees, The Mets hire Carlos Beltran against away from Yes Network to work under their GM. So Carlos Beltran will no longer say the Yankees are hitting more home runs because they are swinging at better pitches. He will now be working in a front office, which puts the Yes broadcast in a very funky situation, saying that they also got rid of Curtis Granderson. Not Curtis Granderson.
Oh, Maybin.
Maybin. I like said Curtis Granderson because I heard Mets. And I was like, Curtis! Cameron Maybin.
Yeah, and to connect and, the Mets.
And Michael K has like his K cat, like his K Rod cast, whatever. So yeah. I'm very curious about what's going
what
on.
What they're doing in the booth.
With the Yankees booth.
And you got Coney working a lot with ESPN as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. It's
quite interesting. Again, I go back to how many Yankee greats do we have that you can put in that booth? Brett Gardner, Nick Swisher, Mark Teixeira. Go back
again,
before
I
that.
I said
when
this before.
I
don't think you can use Swisher.
Nick Swisher showed up in How I Met Your Mother, and I was like, what the fuck?
Bro, this is going to be that. That was a good hit, dog. That was a good hit, bro.
I think that would be so much fun. He was a part of that weird home run derby thing.
Yeah, the home run derby X or whatever that they did
in
England.
Literally had like no actual rules.
That had nobody knew what was going on. They did a terrible job of promoting it.
I think he could be fun. I think he would be fun. But there's just Andy Pettit. I know he's considered, I believe, a consultant of the GM. But I think he'd be really cool in the booth. CC Sabathia.
Well, can't you not? Isn't CC working for the Yankees?
Yeah, I think he's also a consultant like Andy Pettit.
Yeah.
Fucking heck. Stop using these people as consultants. Anyway, that's all I have Yankee-wise. The next thing that I have...
Yeah, no, I wanted to connect quickly to before we go too far off the Mets.
Oh, please connect. They have a Super Bowl commercial this Sunday.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was going to mention. They have a Super Bowl commercial coming out, which is absurd. That's down bad. I'm not going to lie.
What the fuck do you think it could be?
Oh, I watched it.
Oh, it came. Oh, I didn't watch it. I thought it was.
Yeah, no, it's just them. It's just them selling tickets. So it's like, I think it was McNeil.
That's the guy they chose to run with.
Oh, they chose half the team. That McNeil's like running across the office, like I got it, and picks up the phone, and then Lindor is like, section 137. Yeah, you can see my hair from there. They didn't have Pete Alonso in it. No Pete Alonso, which is weird. Which is very, very weird for
that
Pete.
Weird.
I feel like Pete would want to do it. They had Diaz go and be like, oh, your tickets? Okay, yeah, there's like, all right, you got him. Or like, he did it and he finished up with the call and he hangs up and he goes, another close. And I'm like, that's actually kind of good. if he was a better actor, would have worked so much better. But that was
like,
a good one.
You shouldn't have to buy the entire league and then also make a Super Bowl commercial to get the wild card spot.
Like, why do you need to buy a Super Bowl commercial for your
tickets? That's just him wanting to throw his money around even more. It's like, listen, I'm not against owners.
It's a unique way of doing it. I got to give him props for that.
It seems slightly unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, the Mets have never been in the news more than they have this past offseason in the last probably like 10 years, would you say, in a positive way?
Yeah.
Right. So people are excited to come see the Mets. You shouldn't have to remind them that they have to buy tickets to see the Mets. But what do I know? I only spent 4 years studying sports communications and marketing. What the hell do I know? To connect slightly with the Mets, Carlos Correa.
That's a good connection.
Will not participate in the World Baseball Classic because his wife is due to give birth during the Puerto Rico pool. Scotty?
This is the
will
test.
This be?
This is the final test. Is it, does a kid make him better or does Minnesota make him worse?
This is the penultimate test, right? If he repeats his He didn't have a bad performance last year, right?
He had a bad year for him.
He was fantastic in Houston, right? So last year, he was not as good as he was in Houston. If he repeats his performance last year, unfortunately, that's just Minnesota. But if he performs anywhere near Houston, Carlos Correa, does that not lock up the theory?
I think that locks it up. If you can cancel out the hatred and like, not the hatred, but just the depression that is Minnesota.
The fact that my research is being put onto the shoulders of Carlos Correa.
It's all coming back. It's coming back to haunt you.
He never leaves.
This is what you get for making that theory. He never leaves.
It will be the ultimate test. With my fucking luck, I'm going to knock on wood. This is the year that the Twins figure out how to beat the Yankees in the playoffs. That would just be... Did you see the... Obviously, not to... I know we talked about football last week, and I'm going to be like, did you see basketball? When LeBron James broke Kareem's scoring record, did you see his speech?
I didn't really see all of it. It was just, what was it, like,
end, he goes, fuck, thank you, guys, because... He's just overcome with emotion. But I saw a tweet and it was like the Yankees to the AL Central every time that the Twins win the AL Central. And it's like, fuck, thank you guys. A completely unrelated link to Carlos Correa.
No, I got a good link.
Ah, I was linking to basketball and Carlos Correa.
Basketball and Carlos Correa.
Alex Bregman and Albert Pujols are playing in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game, bitch.
Yeah, that's unimportant. I cannot wait to see
Albert Pujols. Also got a new agent for his post-professional sports career. Anyway,
that makes sense.
You and your relevant information.
Okay, so we have Carlos Correa. Of course, we mentioned it. Legendary time in Houston. Good teammate of his, Jose Altuve. On a list with three other players who are in a very good shot of reaching 2,000 hits in their career. He's number two right now with 1,935.
I hope he never gets a hit ever again in his entire life.
That is 65 hits away. So that is highly
very much going to happen within like the first 2 months.
Yep. There is one person above him, old as hell. Don't know if he's going to reach it, but he very much has a chance.
My only old as hell.
Not really old as hell, but like to us, old as hell.
When you say old as hell, I think Miguel Cabrera, and I'm like, he got 3,000 last year.
No. Like, we feel old as hell. Probably won't play a ton this year.
Okay, can you give me...
We talked about him like a week or two ago.
Can you give me East, Central, or West?
It is technically a Central team.
I hate the term of technically a Central team.
They are in the NL Central.
Is he a pirate?
He is a pirate.
Andrew McCutchen!
Yes, Andrew McCutchen. 1,948 hits.
When you said borderline central, I knew it was going to be the fucking Pirates. And yeah. I was like, I don't know anybody on that goddamn team.
He needs 52 hits.
I think he'll get it.
That is in 162 games, he can play 55.
I think he's going to play a lot more in Pittsburgh than we are expecting him to.
Yeah. I don't know how much he played in whatever Milwaukee that he was in. I think he played
a decent amount in Milwaukee. That's
it. I don't know the athleticism he has left in the tank.
He said this is not a retirement tour.
Yeah, that's what they all say. and then the third one, which will then be my connector, is Freddie Freeman at 1,903 hits. That man...
I think he'll end up getting 3,000 in his...
He has a good shot of getting 3,000. I think Altuve has a chance of getting 3,000.
We're talking about Freddie.
Freddie has a very good chance. What is he, 30? Is he 32, 33?
If that. I'll look it up. You want to make your...
I just know he has, whatever, two kids in a...
Yeah, but he's like Southern, kids. So they start quick.
He also looks a little old, but I'm trying to think.
He is 33. He's 33.
He's 33?
Okay. Yeah, because Matt Olson's then 28, so they replaced him for like a younger, newer version.
6 years or whatever he probably has. I think it's very possible, especially with the direction that he's going.
Yeah.
And then my connection.
He's a four average hitter. Like, he's consistently
He's fine with his single doubles and every once in a while home run, but nothing big. My connection there is sticking with Freddie Freeman and the Dodgers. The Dodgers are planning on retiring Fernando Valenzuela's number.
Villanueva, I think.
I have no idea.
I was going to say, I was hoping that you would be able to shine a little bit of light on this because I don't know who this is, if I'm being
honest. He was just a crazy good pitcher, lefty pitcher for the Dodgers for a long time. Just nasty stuff, like just a bunch of junk pitches.
Valenzuela is what I'm going to go with.
Valenzuela. I've never, I have not known how to say it.
That's what I'm going to go with. Okay, so he was like a lefty jump. I know I try to. We're at like a weird time. First of all, obviously it's a West Coast National League team. We're not gonna know.
Yeah.
Every goddamn person that's been in their like history, but I feel like we're getting towards a time where, especially with like Jeter having his number retired, like we're getting towards a time where it's people that we. I mean, I think he was a while ago. Like, I don't think he's a recent, like modern retiree being added. But we're approaching, and we talked about this with the Hall of Fame, we're approaching people's names that we'll actually recognize being retired and stuff like that.
His last game was in 97.
Unfortunately, I was not alive.
Yeah, I can't say I was either. He had a really good, like, with the reason the Dodgers are going and retiring is because he is a 6-time consecutive All-Star.
Oh!
With them, sense. He won Rookie of the Year and Cy Young the same year.
He won Cy Young the year that he won Rookie of the Year?
Yep.
Holy fuck.
And then proceeded to get top five in Cy Young 3 times after that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, with the Dodgers, he had a 3.31 ERA, which mostly included through those 5 years. Like those five All-Star years, he had a 2.48, 287, 275, or sorry, 375, 303, 245, 3.14. So very good, very good in complete games, shutout. He had in that year where he won Cy Young Rookie of the Year, 8 shutouts.
Holy shit.
11 complete games, 8 shutouts. He had another year with the Dodgers, 20 complete games.
Wow.
So with the Dodgers, very, very good. Career-wise, pretty good. Six-time All-Star, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year. He won the 81 World Series, Gold Glove, 2-time Silver Slugger. So, very good when he was with the Dodgers, which very much makes sense why they're retiring his number. But that will be a nice kind of odd number of 34.
I have two things. One, I have a comment on... Do you think Anthony Rizzo will have his number retired by the Cubs? Even though he's ending his career, most likely, with the Yankees.
I'm going to have to look at something.
He was like the heart of that Cubs team, brought them a World Series after the drought, was a huge part of that like core. I still... knee-jerk think of Rizzo when I think of the Cubs.
Yeah. I think so. You're looking at somebody who had 10 years with them.
Was he drafted by them?
No, he was actually drafted by the Padres.
Interesting.
So he had 10 years with them. He had, whatever, like 4 or 5 Gold Gloves with them. Of course, the World Series. Like, most of his things that he won... So 3-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glove, Silver Slugger, Platinum Glove, 2016 World Series champion. Everything he has was with the Cubs. I think is a very good chance. I think the only thing that's stopping him would be the possibility of not winning any major awards with them.
He was
an All-Star, but
you mean like he was never like a Silver Slugger?
He was a 1-time Silver Slugger, 3-time All-Star, but the closest he got was 4th in MVP 2 years.
I mean, I'm not saying that he's definitely going to have his number retired, but I was just thinking, like...
Yeah, no, I think it's a high probability because there's also just, you know, what he's done for the city. I think there might be a chance.
Yeah. The other thing, I was just going to pull... Brian Hoke was just making a correction to his newsletter, and he shared a screenshot of it, and I just wanted to share this quote from our loving angel, Michael King, on MLB Network Radio. Every offseason move that we make, you can see the Twitterverse going nuts. Like, quote, is this enough to beat the Astros? It's never just, quote, is this enough to be a World Series team? If it's all together, I think this team's unbelievable, and there's no chance that an Astros team could stop us when we're rolling. Now, yeah, I love rolling. Michael King with my entire heart. But does he realize how important scoring runs is against the Astros?
Yeah. Does he realize that rolling is something that we haven't really done much when playing the Astros?
Yeah. But I just wanted to share that. Anyway, so we're going to go from the Dodgers to...
Staying in California. Staying pretty dang close.
It's like 3 hours. If you're going where I think you're going. I don't know.
It's closer than like, you know, like San Fran or someplace like that.
Sure.
San Diego decides to go and agree upon a 6-year, $108 million extension for Mr. Yu Darvish. We mentioned it when we went through the top.
I don't understand where they're getting all their fucking money from.
When we went through the top 100, we mentioned it. 95. Just got ranked 95th best player in all of baseball. 2020, which, you know, shortened season, 2.01 ERA. 2021, I really don't know how he was an all-star. 4.22 ERA.
Because he has 700 fucking pitches.
2022, 3.1 ERA. 8th in Cy Young. I didn't actually know his 8th in Cy Young. What?
He just got like a vote, and they're like, all right.
Did not know he was 8th in Cy Young. But yeah, I think... You know, I guess if you're looking at that of 8th and Cy Young, 2022 or 2020, he got 2nd in Cy Young.
When does the placement in Cy Young voting become irrelevant? 8th in Cy Young.
But we're looking ready. He is in his he has played 10 years. They just extended him for 6 more years. He's looking at 16 years at age 36 already. He's gonna be 42 when his contract runs out.
And then they're assuming that he's done. He's a pitcher.
How old is Verlander?
How old is Wainwright? How old is Scherzer?
There's a fine difference, I feel, though, between... I mean, the biggest thing is not always age with pitchers. It's type of pitchers.
But he's not a velo pitcher.
No, but do you think his arm can move as well as it does now?
He reminds me of Corey Kluber.
But he still needs velo behind. He still sits 92, 93. And everything he does is hand, goes this way.
I mean, I don't think he's going to drop to like averaging 85? That's not going to happen.
No. I'm just saying that I think he'll lose a bunch of pitches because of arthritis.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to have 14 pitches all the way through. Oh, boo-hoo. In 5 years, he's going to have 9 instead of 14.
But wait, I want to see how long they had him for. How long have they had?
He
was signed till the end of the year.
Yeah.
He was signed. Yeah. So at the end of this year, he
went
to the
Cubs. And then I think he was with them one more year and then became a Padre. So I'd go with that he became a Padre in 2017, 2018.
Nope, 2021.
Really?
Yeah.
He was a Cub all the way up until 2021?
He was a Cub from 2018 to 2020. He was with Texas.
He win the World Series with the Cubs?
So he was with Texas for 5 years.
They're the same fucking colors.
That's when he was really, really good. So with Texas, he was a 4-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Was with Dodgers for half a year, was with the Cubs for 3 years, and now has been with the Padres for 2. Let me see what trade was he in that got him to the
Padres?
Yeah. I'm interested. So I forget this one.
Honestly, probably a prospect trade.
It was a prospect trade. Yu Darvish pitching an impressive season.
I think
2 years.
I think that was the same year they got Blake Snell just by sending prospects to
Owen Casey.
Now that I remember it,
promise.
The Padres got Blake Snell and you just by sending prospects.
Yeah.
Because I remember the graphic that we made. But I think it is interesting.
So Casey made two top 100 prospect lists, which was one of their outfielders they got. Shortstop Reggie Percato was 19 when this was made, which I'm going to guess was during the playoffs. A second baseman, Yason Santana, is 21. Ismael Mena is 19. So they got, just a ton of youth for Darvish back then.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because I think they traded for Darvish for him to be their ace, but I really do think that Blake Snell has, as much as I fucking hate that guy.
I think they've reached a point where Blake Snell's a one, you can have Musgrove be a two,
yeah,
and then Darvish
and
be a
use your
three.
Three. Yeah.
And then they kind of shuffle that around depending on how each pitcher is doing, but you saw that a lot like this past year of really – they really shifted around to who was a 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Sorry, my phone keeps on lighting up because the trade deadline for the NBA just ended. Not to get crazy and talk about other sports, but what the fuck?
Yeah.
I go to bed last night, Wednesday night, and there's a thing from Bleacher Report where it's like, KD will not be traded. He is excited for his future in Brooklyn. I wake up, Kevin Durant. Going to Phoenix. Motherfucker! What? I say this as a Celtics fan. I don't really subscribe to the Nets. After they left New Jersey, I felt betrayed. But I was like, okay, I am solid in the fact that I will know that KD is a Net when I wake up in the morning. He has separated from Kyrie. Cool. And then it's like, surprise, here comes Devin Booker and Chris Paul.
Well, he didn't have to, he separated, he got his thing. No, we had all of that, like, during practice, somebody looked, and it was like, oh, no, besides somebody getting their phone, looking at it, and saying, Russell was traded.
Yep.
I go, oh yeah, D'Angelo Russell was traded. They go, for Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook. Westbrook. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyway, go C's, right? Whoop, whoop. Did we have anything else baseball?
No. It was another pretty slow week.
Hey. Slow week, we say, is again, it's been an hour.
Yeah. But no baseball is always a slow week.
Until next week, we will have... Baseball's moving.
Actually?
When did the game start for the baseball classic? In March?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're like so close to March.
We're right there. We're right around the corner. Hey, if we need any baseball talk about again, college season starts Friday.
This is true. Friday. College softball started today.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, what the? Why are they starting hella early?
There they go. Anyway, thank you so, so much for listening. If you'd like to keep up with us and any Yankee news, follow us on Instagram at pinstripe.podcast. You can interact with the show wherever you listen to it. Follow it, like it, subscribe, whatever it is that you do. And for Scotty, I'm Lexi, and this has been the Pinstripe Podcast. Bye!